In this segment, we are looking and continuing on the subject of engaging the power of love. And right now, we are looking at the second part of it, talking about everything in the kingdom works by love. Everything in this kingdom works by love. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 is our text. The Bible says, and we know, not that we think, we know, certainly I know, that all things, how many things? Louder yet? Work together for good. Not to everybody. To them that do what? Louder? The loudest you can? To them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. From this moment, everything will begin to work together for your good. This is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. And the children, our children know this very well. When anything happens, one of the scriptures that usually quickly comes out of my mouth is, all things will work together for good. All things. I don't know how God will do it, but he knows. And all things has always been working together. From this Shiloh forward, this scripture will become a reality in your life. And talking about the love of God, please understand from the beginning that love is a choice. Love is what? It's not a gift. So nobody should sit there and say, oh, I don't have the gift of love. I wish I can love God the way Papa does. No, it's a choice. Love is a choice. From this moment forward, I see you make that choice. Yes. And I see that choice work for you. Yes. Everything in the kingdom works by love. For instance, number one, revelation. Revelation flows in the lives of God's lovers. We heard a lot this morning in the first segment about revelation. Revelation works, it flows in the lives of God's lovers. John 15, 15b. The Bible makes it very clear. All things, Jesus said, that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. How does that happen? Through revelation. Shout it loud. Revelation. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10 makes it clear. Eye hath not seen, ear has not heard, the things that God has prepared for them that do what? That love him. The more your love for God, the greater your depth of insight in his word. And we've heard it said over and again to us by God's servant, every revelation is revolutionary in nature. The great man of God of blessed memory, Pastor Yonggi Cho, was quoted to have said, put me in a desert and in 3 months I will build a church of 10,000 strong. How could a man say that? He already caught a revelation on church growth. The great sage, whom our father in the faith here refers to all the time, Kenneth E. Hagin, got a revelation of Mark 11, verses 23 and 24. In actual fact, when you read that scripture these days, it's like Kenneth Hagin wrote it. Because almost in every message, you find him making reference to that scripture. And the word of faith was not only delivered to him, he became a prophet in that realm. A man sick with heart disease, and he was told that he was never going to live to be 17 years old. By the revelation of the word of God that he received, he was not only healed of a deformed heart, but he lived to be over 90. Shout it again, revelation. If you came here on Shiloh ground, whether here in Canaan land or any of the vision center around the world, with any sickness in your body, the God of heaven that raised our father and our forefathers in the faith, Kenneth E. Hagin, from a dead bed, he will visit you. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. Remember the testimony we had just a while ago. In actual fact, the last testimony we had now. The professor told that son of Abraham, I don't what? Tap your neighbor, say, concerning you. The devil will no longer understand you. Shout it loud, I receive it. In the Bible was a lover of God, and in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16 we are told about his depth of revelation. Wrote things that his co-apostles claimed they didn't even understand. Shout it loud again, revelation. John the beloved had great insight, and he wrote the book of Revelation by his depth of insight. Why? He was a lover of God. How many lovers of God are in your house this morning? Wave your hands and shout, Father, I love you. Say, believing, amen. Amen. From Shiloh 2021, the God of heaven will baptize you and I afresh with his love. Shout louder, amen. Everything in this kingdom works by love. Example number two is faith. Shout loud, faith. And in the opening night, God's servant in the house took us on a journey of the importance of faith and how that faith works by what? By love. As powerful as faith is, it will only produce to the level and the depth of our love for God. Galatians chapter 5 makes it very clear. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by what? Shout it louder, by what? The loudest you can, by what? Faith is a powerful force in the kingdom of God, but it can only produce to the level of your love and my love for God. How much you and I love God is what determines how much our faith will produce for us. God's servant made it very clear in the opening night that your faith will only deliver to the level of your love for God. Now you are on the ground of faith. For your faith to continue to produce maximally, we require a fresh baptism of love for God. And upon this mountain, you and I shall receive that baptism. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen? Amen. In 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 14, the scripture says, 1 Kings 19, 14, very clearly, I have been very jealous, Elijah said, for the Lord God of hosts. I have been very what? Jealous talking about love for God. Whatever touches God and his kingdom touches you and I. Love for God. Love for God. No wonder faith produced maximally in the life of Elijah. Another Elijah is in Shiloh 2021. All the prophets of evil in your life shall begin to bow to you. Can I hear louder? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 2. Look at what the Bible says here. 1 Corinthians 32. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity. In other words, have not love. I am what? Nothing. You shall no longer live a life of vanity. Can I hear louder? Amen. Shout it loud. Lord, help me to love you the more. So faith becomes barren without love. Your destiny shall no longer be barren. Everything in this kingdom works by love. Example number 3. Remember, number 1 is revelation. Number 2 is what? And number 3 is the anointing. The anointing increases with your love for God. You want more anointing? Then receive grace to love God the more. Psalms chapter 45 and verse 8. Look at what the Bible says here. Psalms 45, 8. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Talking about anointing, the oil. Out of the ivory places. The anointing. It increases with our love for God. The more you love God, the more the anointing flows in your direction. In Acts chapter 15, Acts chapter 19, and verse 15, talking about those devils, they said, Paul, I know, but who are you? Paul was not present there, but the anointing upon Paul's life was manifesting even in his absence. Why? Paul, a lover of God. You want more anointing? Then receive grace to love God the more. Can I hear loud? Amen. Because the more you and I love God, the more anointing we carry and we walk in our lives and through us. Here in this commission, without any doubt, you and I are living proofs that the anointing of God is resident in this place. Do I have a witness in the house? We just had a testimony of one of us that left now, the last testifier. The professor taken aback because he had received the word from the anointed. Remember, we've had several testimonies in time past. There was one of us who was captured by these evildoers, and he had some flyers of one of the Shilohs in his pocket. Do you remember that testimony? The flyer fell out, and God's servant, who was not present there, began to speak in tongues from the paper. Shouting loud, anointing. Louder yet, anointing. Remember also testimony. I think this one came from Abuja. When some evil men of the underworld invaded a house, they wanted to carry out their evil work, and they looked up and they saw the banner of Bishop Oyedepo's picture, and they counseled themselves, Ewoki. Complete it now. Again, Ewoki. Shout it loud again, anointing. Now, you are here this morning. I don't know who you are, but you have been threatened, afraid, that some evil people are taking your picture to some evil places. Don't bother yourself now. Let them take your picture there. By the time your picture arrives there, their places will scatter. Have you ever imagined or have you ever asked yourself how many people will ever dare to take the picture of Oyedepo to an evil man to say, please help me do medicine against this man? Who will take the picture? From today, evil will be going to bow at your gate. And anyone that ever dares to take your picture to anywhere for evil, the evil they intended for you will befall them sevenfold. Can I hear louder? Amen. David in the Bible, the man after God's own heart, Psalms chapter 89 verse 20. God said, I have found David, my anointed. With my holy oil have I anointed him. At Shiloh 2021, the eye of the Lord is running to and fro. The same way he found David and anointed him, he will anoint you. Can I hear louder? Amen. Everything in this kingdom works by love. Number four, love is required for prayers to be answered. Love is required for prayers to be what? Answered. God's servant has told us several times that one time he said to the Lord, won't you even wait for somebody to pray before you answer? How many of you remember him saying that to us several times? And then God said to him, there is a company of people that before they pray, I will answer. Before they call, I will answer. And the Bible makes that very clear in the book of Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 24. Isaiah 65 and verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will do what? And while they are yet speaking, that is somebody here. If you are that person, let your amen show it. Answered prayer is fortified and hastened and expedited by our love for God. When our second son was to be born, I can never forget this. Everything had taken place and the child was not forthcoming. I was in the hospital and the doctors had tried whatever they needed to do and they told my husband the next thing now to do from here is to carry out a surgery. And then he walked into the hospital room. I still have a mental picture of how the bed was in that hospital on the story building. And then he came in and put his hand on my stomach. Short prayer, sharp, straight to the point. Child. You've heard it now. Child. Again. Child. Of course, if the child did not turn, I won't be here. And the child turned. And within a short moment, what would have been a surgery became hitch-free delivery. Answered prayer and speedily. Right now, everyone, under the sound of my voice, you are pregnant and you have been threatened in any way, medically speaking. I speak the word of the Lord to you here at Shiloh 2021. For you, it shall be safe delivery. If you have ever had any stillbirth before, I declare to you right now, by the Spirit of the Lord, the last one you had is the last you will ever have. From this moment forward, in case you have experienced before losing a baby in the womb, the last one you had is the last you will ever have. To everyone under the sound of my voice that is pregnant, you will go into the labor room. You shall return with your baby alive. You shall return with your babies alive. And men will gather to celebrate your God. And in case you are here today, believing God for the fruit of the womb, I say to you, congratulations. Help me tap your neighbor, tell him, congratulations, Shout it loud, amen. No more barrenness in any area of your life. The work of your hand shall no longer be barren. Your business shall no longer be barren. Your health shall no longer be barren. Your finances shall no longer be barren. On the first night, we had a testimony of a couple that came here, 21 years barren. Do you remember that testimony? And they came here with a set of twins. That is giving us a picture to let you know, barrenness shall be terminated upon this mountain. I have good news therefore for you, every one of you believing God for the fruit of the womb. Your time has finally come. Shout aloud, amen. Number 5, kingdom prosperity answers to love. Kingdom prosperity answers to love. 1 Chronicles 29:3. The Bible says, talking about David, it says, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared. Why? Because I have of my own proper good. You shall have your own proper good. You shall no longer be found begging. If you came here with any weight of debt upon your neck, I have good news for you today. God will supernaturally bring you out. Begging to eat is no longer your portion. Let me announce to you, everyone upon this mountain, and hear me very, very clearly. Because I heard God say this very closely. Upon this mountain of Shiloh 2021, God shall be empowering some individuals for strange wealth. After Shiloh this year, there are individuals that God will give a testimony of from grass to grace. God will give you a testimony of from rags to riches. If you are that person, let your amen show it. Abraham, a friend of God, was said to be very rich. Genesis 13:2. Isaac, a lover of God, was very great and very rich. Genesis 26:13-14. So, by the word of the Lord, you shall be very rich. Say, may I receive it? I say, you shall be very rich. But remember, riches in the kingdom is by entrustment. God will give his riches to those who will distribute it, not those who will hoard it or accumulate it and keep it. He will give it to distributors. Remember, prosperity without love will choke. Don't you ever forget the rich fool. That shall not be your portion in Jesus' name. God's servant in the house has told us over and again that one time One of us approached him many, many years ago and said, please don't say be rich again. And then he came in the open and began to declare it. I won't only be rich, I will be the richest. Riches is answering in this commission. That's why this commission don't beg. We don't print envelopes to collect money from people. God supplies our needs according to his riches in glory. Wherever the name winner is mentioned, you know one of the things that comes to people's mind? Prosperity. 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 From today, that will become your identity. From today, you shall never lack again. Shout it loud, I receive it. As it's working for this commission, it will begin to work for you. Now, as we get to round up, what are the proofs of genuine love for God? Love cannot be hidden. Wherever love is, it is very, very evident. What are some of the proofs of genuine love for God? Among others, the proofs of our love for God include one, love for his word. If you truly love God, you will love his word. Lift up your Bible, say, this is my Bible. Louder, please say, this is my Bible. I love the word of God. Shout it loud, amen. Amen. Psalm 119 and verse 97. Psalm 119 and verse 97. The Bible says, oh, how love I the law. It is my meditation for how long? All the day long. Parents, hear me very clearly. One of the greatest seed and gift and things you can do for your children is to endear them to God early. Make them to love God and his word early in life. And when they grow up, they will give you rest. When our children were all young and at home, one thing I kept telling them and ensuring is before you eat physical food, make sure you eat spiritual food. Because what the physical food does for the physical body is what the spiritual food does for your spirit man. Make sure you eat the spiritual food before you eat the physical one. And what a joy today. All of them have grown up to love God without forcing them to do so. Amen. Every parent here, as you do so, God will give you a greater testimony. In case you are here today and you have children that are giving you challenge, I pray that the God of heaven will visit you upon this mountain. And wherever those children may be, the God that you have come to serve in Shiloh will bring them back. He will redirect their steps. And those of you whose children are still young or you are not even married yet, these are the decisions you need to make. And as you do so, the help of the Almighty God will become your portion. Can I hear louder? Amen. Every genuine lover of God loves the word of God. From today, grace to love the word of God more than ever before, receive it in Jesus' name. Proof number two is righteousness. If you love God, you will love righteousness. Psalm 45 and verse 7. And if you love righteousness, you will hate iniquity. Psalm 45, 7. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest what? Wickedness. All this dribbling, your business partner, it's because there is no love for God. You have customers, you cheat them, you put things that is second hand into their vehicles, and then you write receipt for a new one. It's because there is no love for God. All this lying, robbery, by pen. You say, well, everybody's doing it. It doesn't matter. Just add 1, 2, 3, 0 at the back of it, and that's it. And then the rest, you corner it to your pocket. Don't do it. Because money is not everything, oh. There are things that money cannot give you. Money cannot give you salvation. It cannot buy you peace. It cannot give you joy. It can give you eternity. You will not miss heaven. I thought I will hear a concrete amen. I said, you will not miss heaven, oh. Tap your neighbor and say, you cannot afford to miss heaven. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. Holiness, righteousness is a key attribute of God. And every lover of God strives to please him. From today, the grace, not just to proclaim righteousness, but to do righteousness. Receive it in Jesus' name. Therefore, every form of sin and iniquity and unrighteousness that followed you to this ground of Shiloh must drop off from you. It must not follow you back in Jesus' name. Wave your hand and say, bye-bye to unrighteousness. Louder, bye-bye to iniquity. Shout aloud, amen. Number 3 proof is love for God's house. Psalm 84, verses 1 and 2. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Psalm 122, verse 1. If you truly love God, church time will always be a happy, happy, happy time for you. The house of your lover, we have been told over and again, is never far. Therefore, you shall no longer be forced nor coerced to attend fellowship. And of course, number 4 is love for souls. Love for souls. Love for souls. John 21, 15 to 17. Jesus said to Peter, feed my lamb. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. If you love me. If you love God, you will love salvation of souls. Everyone connected to this house and this commission, you have heard God's servant declare it over and again. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. You have heard him declare the law for souls over and again. Of course, remember, this has not just started. By the grace of God, next year we'll make it 40 years since we got married. However, listen to this. This is where I'm coming. However, ever before we got married, he has ever been holding crusades, outreaches. We had groups then when I was still in college. We would go during holidays from village to village, town to town, hamlet to hamlet, preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it did not only start after the ministry started. It has always been there. No wonder the anointing of God and grace of God upon his life is ever on the increase. That grace must return home with you. Can I hear louder? Amen. And of course, number 5 is love for fellow believers. If you truly love God, you will love God's people. You will love your neighbor. Remember the story of the Samaritan. You will love your neighbor if you love God. And of course, number 6, you will love the needy around you. Always use the opportunity of having the needy around you to increase the blessings of God upon your life. That's your neighbor that needs a little amount of money to send his or her child to school, and God has put it in your power to do so. Go ahead and do it. You are demonstrating your love for God. And by so doing, God takes you to higher heights in Jesus' name. And of course, finally, number 7, giving towards the advancement of God's kingdom. If you love God, you will prove it towards your giving. We've heard God's servant in the house over and again that he has never missed his tithe. For once, ever since God revealed that to him. If you are being coerced to give, then check your love for God. Remember one of us gave a testimony the other day, I think it was yesterday, that she pledged some amount of money, some shillos away, but she did not fulfill it. And then she kept on hearing the word of God until she eventually had to obey. Giving becomes easy when you truly love God, because you are never finding it difficult to give to somebody that you love. And as you begin to do so, I see God changing your story. In conclusion, it's time for you and I to examine ourselves. Are these proofs of love in our lives? If yes, thank God, but we can increase in it. And if the proofs are not there, this is the time to begin to work at it. One prayer you and I will pray right now. Lord, baptize me afresh with love for you. Set me on fire to begin to love you more than ever. Rise up on your feet right now. Lift up your right hand to the Lord and pray that prayer. Say after me, my Father, baptize me afresh with the Spirit of love. Say it again louder. My Father, baptize me afresh with the Spirit of love. Lift up your right hand to God. As you have declared it, may God make it happen for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Shout it louder. Amen. Put your hand together for the Lord and please you may be seated.